Our next reading is from the book of Genesis, chapter 9. And Noah began to be a man of the ground, and he planted a vineyard, and he drank from the wine, and was drunken, and he was uncovered in the midst of the tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father, and told his two brothers outside. And Shem and Japheth took the raiment, and set it upon the shoulders of the two of them, and walked backward, and covered the nakedness of their father. And their faces were backward, that they did not see the nakedness of their father. And Noah awoke from his wine, and knew what his younger son had done to him. And he said, "Cursed be Canaan. A servant of servants shall he be to his brothers." And he said, "Blessed be Yehovah, the God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. May God enlarge Japheth, and he shall inhabit the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant." Ham saw the nakedness of his father. That this signifies that he observed the errors and perversions is evident from the signification of nakedness as being what is evil and perverted. Here, those who are in faith separated from charity are described by Ham, and his seeing the nakedness of his father, that is, his errors and perversions, for they who are of this character see nothing else in a man. Whereas very differently, those who are in faith of charity observe what is good, and if they see anything evil and false, they excuse it, and if they can, try to amend it, as is here said of Shem and Japheth. Where there is no charity, there is the love of self, and therefore hatred against all who do not favor self. Consequently, such persons see in the neighbor only what is evil. And if they see anything good, they either perceive it as nothing or put a bad interpretation on it. It is just the other way with those who are in charity. By this difference, these two kinds of men are distinguished one from another, especially when they come into the other life. For then, with those who are in no charity, the feeling of hatred shines forth from every single thing. They desire to examine everyone, and even to judge him. Nor do they desire anything more than to find out what is evil, constantly cherishing the disposition to condemn, punish, and torment. But they who are in charity scarcely see the evil of another, but observe all his goods and truths, and put a good interpretation on what is evil and false. Such are all the angels which they have from the Lord, who bends all evil into good. And we read further from the book Conjugal Love, number 431, explaining the opposition of scortatory love to conjugal love and how it can be seen by opposition between the two in rational sight. Describes the uncleanness in the church and the cleanness there. The reason is that the church is the Lord's kingdom on earth, corresponding to his kingdom in the heavens. And the Lord also conjoins them that they may make one. And he likewise distinguishes those who are there, just as he distinguishes heaven and hell, and distinguishes them according to their loves. Those who are in the immodest and obscene delights of scortatory love join themselves to their like from hell. But those who are in pure and chaste delights of conjugal love are associated by the Lord with similar angels from heaven. These, their angels, when in attendance on men, stand near confirmed and determined adulterers, perceive the stench spoken of above, and withdraw a little. On account of the correspondence of filthy loves with dung and mire, it was commanded the sons of Israel that they should carry with them a paddle with which they should cover their dung, lest Yehovah, walking in the midst of their camp, should see the nakedness of the thing and turn back, from Deuteronomy 13. This was commanded because the camp of the sons of Israel represented the church, and those unclean things represented the lasciviousness of scortations. And by Yehovah walking in the midst of their camp was signified his presence with the angels. And that they should cover it was because all those places in hell where crowds of such abide are covered and closed. And for that reason, it is also said, lest he see the nakedness of the thing. from which it is plain how it is to be understood, what is unclean in the church from scortatory love, and what is clean there from conjugal love. Here end our readings. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it.